put in the water for
that? I don't know.
Men out there, brace yourselves, because we're about to go there, because this woman, we're about to go there because this woman allegedly did. According to the Orange County DA's office, Catherine Q. Becker is accused of cutting off her husband's penis with a knife, taking his penis and throwing it into the garbage disposal. She's been charged with felony torture and aggravated mayhem. Police say Becker attacked him because he filed for divorce. She's being held. She goes, that'll teach him. She is being held in a California jail while her husband remains in the hospital.
I bet you that those prison guards are wearing one of those. What are those things that footballers wear? Those metal cups.
Oh, yeah, that the athletes wear.
Yes, yes.
Jock straps.
Cups.
Yes. I mean, I don't know the circumstances. I don't know why he filed for divorce. I don't know what was going on between them. However, I do think it's quite fabulous. I mean, can you just imagine that thing whizzing around the disposal? It's like hysterical. But however, I think I would have just, depending on why she cut it off. I mean, it does depend on the reasons why.
Does it?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes. Standards.
What would be an acceptable reason?
I'll think of one. I would have just thrown it in the dog's bowl.
Why does the dog have to suffer?
Chewing on an old bone.
Well, remember the Lorena Bobbitt, the Bobbitt case, where
love her.
She kind of did that
love
first.
Her. I like candles by her picture.
Yeah. You love Bobbitt. Well, at least she didn't put it in the garbage disposal. So there was they went and they found it in a field somewhere, and they were able to reattach it. But once you put it in the garbage disposal, I guess there's no reattaching that thing.
And also, it's like, was she like, oh, I cut it up, but that's not enough. I'm going to throw it in the garbage disposal.
And then turn it
off. She wasn't satisfied by just cutting it off.
I don't know that there's anything that my husband could do to make me that mad, though.
Oh, I can think of some.
Really?
No, it's actually not funny. I just said that to be funny. But there are things that I don't want to say because we're laughing about it and it's fun, that I can think of one thing that a man can do that I would consider chopping up his stuff.
Mm. Oh my goodness. What is it?
Cheating.
No, it's not cheating.
No, like I think I got it.
No, I hear you.
What is it?
But, you know, like a bad crime kind of thing. But I was also thinking, like, I wonder what their fights were like before this. Like,
That's a good point.
What their fights were like. If you don't take out the trash, I'm going to cut your penis off.
Right. Did he see it coming? Yeah. Were there signs?
But allegedly, there's so much premeditation. There's poisoning the food or drugging him or tying him up, and then when the police got there, she was like, he deserved it, he's in there. That's what she said.
Who was the police?
She did.
Oh, that was nice.
There's something I want to point out, though, not to be like a total buzzkill, but it is a little bit like sexist. Like, if somebody cut a woman's breast off, no one would be sitting laughing. Like, it's not that right to sit around laughing about it if we think about it.
It's different, though.
It is different.
One's floppy and wide. One just sticks up like that. It's easy to do that.
Some are floppy. Both can be floppy. Let's just put that out there. Well, she only had to deal with one spouse.